Immersion experience. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, May.
Ashley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to Blotter?
Absolutely. I am from a small town in New Jersey and studied chemistry at McGill University before moving down to Washington, D.C., where I did a bunch of social impact and government work at the Environmental Protection Agency. While at the Environmental Protection Agency, I did some international work and was interested in enhancing not only my business skills, but also my international skills. And for that reason, the Lauder program seemed to be an exact match for me, and I found that it has been.
So tell me, when in the German program, obviously you visited Germany. What cities did you go to? Where did you visit?
Well, the German program was comprised of essentially five cities. We started out in Brussels, actually, which, as many of you know, is not, in fact, in Germany. But we spent a week there with the French track at a conference on the European Union and its relationship with business. We then traveled to Munich, where we spent the majority of our time. It was 4 weeks for the program, so roughly half of it. We then traveled to Frankfurt for about a week and a half, and there is a large financial center in Germany, and so we visited mostly banks while we were there. We traveled briefly to Weimar for 2 days for some cultural experience, and then, of course, the last week we spent in Berlin.
Ashley, what was your favorite part of the immersion experience?
Well, there were two things that I really liked about the immersion experience. The first was the corporate visits. I thought that they provided me with a general overview of kind of a cross-section of German businesses. They helped me to understand kind of how German businesses work, how they differ from American businesses, and they also gave me a really good kind of entree into how recruiting would be at Wharton, which for someone with a non-business background was particularly helpful. And the second part of my summer immersion that I, of course, really enjoyed was getting to know the group of people with whom I was on the immersion. There were six of us all together, and I really thought that was a valuable way to get to know six people really well who will be friends of mine for the rest of Wharton and for the rest of my life.
What was a typical day like during your immersion, or was there no typical day?
Well, that's actually a really interesting point that you raise. In general, there were no typical points, although as you mentioned earlier, there were basically three components to the summer immersion. Namely, there was a cultural component, there was a linguistic component, and then there was a business or corporate visit component. And we would really try to incorporate at least two of those three into any one given day. So almost every day we would have some sort of language instruction. It varied from city to city. Some cities we had a little bit more time to have kind of focused grammar or vocabulary lessons. In other cities, the language consisted of discussing various topics around the breakfast table. And then the other things that we typically did during a day would be either a corporate visit or a visit to something cultural, which might be a museum, which might have been a tour of a small city in the general area. It might have been a castle visit. So it really kind of depended on where we were, and also it depended on the interests of the group, to which oftentimes our itinerary was very much tailored.
So say I'm a student coming into the German program. What advice would you give to me about how to prepare for the summer immersion?
Well, I think that that's actually a really good question and a question that I had when I came in. I think that you should certainly work on your language as much as possible, because the more you are able to speak going in, the more you'll be able to improve and the more comfortable you'll feel conversing with both natives and your classmates in your target language. So I think that's definitely important. I think the other thing is, too, to just kind of read as much as you can about current events that are going on. So those will also be brought up during the program, but anything that you can do beforehand will help you kind of better understand and have a more complete contextual picture of the country.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. If anyone wants to know any more information about the Lauder program, you can visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu. Thanks for listening.